The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
I had an amazing first, decade of my career. The next decade, I'm really excited about. And so, to me, what it's really about is being able to win championships and being able to have enough space in the salary cap so George can make his magic and we can get guys like Raina Gregory when he comes on the team or other great players, And I think that we want to make this a destination location. I think that it's one of those things that we have amazing tradition, an amazing football team.
Russell Wilson's signed and sealed, delivered for the next 7 years. Love it when he talks about the second decade of his career. Spent here. Second decade. 10 years. Let's do it. And now, now the contract's in the books. Now it's time to start delivering. Who's under more pressure right now? Russell Wilson or Nathaniel Hackett?
Oh, I think Nathaniel Hackett. I think Russell Wilson has proven over the years what kind of player that he is. And there are still things, right? There are still things that need to be, that need to be ironed out, I guess. I mean, there still are some of those, you got to take a profit when it's there for you, Russell. You can't turn it away and all those kind of things. I get that. There's still growth. You're still learning. You're always learning. There's still growth. But I think that the pressure now squarely, goes back to Nathaniel Hackett. You've got yourself a franchise quarterback. When you have a franchise quarterback, you're expected to compete for championships. And that's the standard that Mr. Bolin created here, back in the 80s when he bought this team. And it's the standard that we've grown accustomed to. So, that's on Nathaniel Hackett because you've got the quarterback.
Speaking of Coach Hackett, next on The Brew.
Pure energy.
When you hear Russell talk about how much he loves the process, how much he loves waking up early in the morning and pushing all the guys, pushing the coaches, it's true. I mean, it's true, and it's awesome because it's inspiring to a coach, to coach out on the field. And so I think when you see that every day and the consistency that he brings every day, whether it be the meeting room, whether it be on the practice field, every single thing you've done, we haven't gotten to go into a game together yet, but I mean, everything up to that point has been very true, and it's something that makes you feel really good about, your chances to be able to, get to where we want to get as we move through this season.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Pressure's on Nathaniel Hackett because with Russell Wilson, with his resume, what he's done, the fact that he signed up here for 7 years, even if it's a team-friendly deal, it's still big money. So, Nathaniel Hackett, you become the easy scapegoat if it doesn't work out.
Oh, yeah, but that's the way it works. I mean, that's just the way it is.
But we understand, right? Coaches are hired to be fired. But how short is that that rope that he's on right now?
Oh no, I think he's got two or three years before three years before you'd even start thinking about okay, this is not going the way.
No, you can go. No, Mark, come on, you cannot have let's say two non-playoff seasons and still think that he'll be the coach year three. No way, no way, no way.
I don't know that I agree with that. You're going to have, you've got the toughest division in football. If you're fighting for a wild card every year and just miss the playoffs,
no,
if you win 10 no. games and miss the playoffs.
I will agree if you miss the playoffs this year. Okay, there's a lot of reasons you could give as to why you didn't make the playoffs this year. 2 years in a row, you're 2 years into this Russell Wilson era and you don't have a playoff appearance to show for it.
So what if
somebody's going to pay?
Let me.
And it's not going to be Russell Wilson. It's probably not going to be George Payton.
Not the.
He'll be the head coach.
No, it won't.
Oh,
so you
coffee bet.
10-7 or 11-6, and the AFC is loaded with all these young quarterbacks, and you don't make it, and you win 10 games or 11 games.
Well, if you win 11 games, you're going to be in the playoffs.
No, you not. Nah, dude, in the old system, I've seen 10 and 11 win teams not make the playoffs. In the old system, before they had 17
If the
games.
Broncos miss the playoffs the next 2 years, Nathaniel Hackett does not get a third year.
That's not if they're winning 10 games and missing it.
Remember this conversation. Next on the Morning Brew.
Let's go. Sweet 16 for
record.
Think about that. Think about that. The new record holder for most strikeouts in a game by an Atlanta Braves pitcher is not Greg Maddux. It's not John Smoltz. It's not Tom Glavine, all Hall of Famers.
Uh-huh.
It's some dude named Spencer Strider who did it against your Rockies.
Does that count as a moral victory?
That does not count.
We set a record.
No, that does not count.
The Rockies set a record yesterday.
Man, hey, we go down fighting so hard that you got to set a team record in order to put us down.
That's right.
And he's got a point.
It was still a close game, right? It was a moral
3-0. 3-0. Yeah.
3-0.
They hung in there.
Wow.
How did Iron Man do?
Iron Man is resting his feet.
Oh, he's got kerfoot. I forgot.
He's got sore feet.
Yeah, his kerfoot is really cranky. Very cranky kerfoot.
But that contract, still gloriously guaranteed.
Yes.
Still more guaranteed money than Russell Wilson got. How about that?
Yeah.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I wanted Donovan Mitchell in New York. I shut my mouth. I didn't say a word. I didn't say a word because I didn't want to blow it. I didn't want to get in the way. You got about 7 or 8 first-round picks. You got R.J. Barrett. You got Julius Randle. You got Toppin. You got Emmanuel Quickley. And you still couldn't get Donovan Mitchell. You still couldn't get him. So once again, we're going to go into another season. And the New York Knicks are devoid of a star. They're somewhere other than in a New York Knicks uniform. See, this is what I'm trying to say, man. They make me sick. Nothing ever gets done in New York with the Knicks. Nothing. Nothing.
That's my president right there. I think you can say the Denver Nuggets effectively killed the Utah Jazz. Because think about how it's been for the last several years. It was the Nuggets and the Jazz, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the two teams. Well, the Nuggets have proven themselves to be the team that's got the present and the future. And the Jazz have just decided to just, they've blown it all up.
Right.
They've gone full Oklahoma City. Danny Ainge took over, and he has just put this team into tank mode. And they are acquiring, I think, what did I see? They have 13 unprotected or really good first-round picks now set up for the next several years, much like what Oklahoma City's doing. So the Jazz, I think, effectively looked at what was going on in their division in the conference and said, we're not better than the Nuggets. We're not even better than Minnesota anymore. And they decided to blow it all up. No more Rudy Gobert. No more Donovan Mitchell, who got traded to Cleveland yesterday.
How about that? NBA just, you know what? It's just hard. It's hard. Let's just get a bunch of young guys that are excited about being in Utah. You think Denver's a flyover city?
Oh.
Lord have mercy. Which makes it even more amazing. All those years the Utah Jazz kept Stockton and Malone together. And yeah, you think about that.
It's really amazing how they decided just to pull the plug on all this. Because over the last 6 years, they've won 51, 48, 50, 44, 52, and last year, 49 games.
Yeah.
And yet they still decide to blow it up.
That's it.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.